Dictation for Linda, Stiffs, S-T-E-F-F-E-S, January 6, 52. Address as a letter to Kaylin, K-A-T as in today, E-L-Y-N, Kiteman, G-E-I-T as in today, M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guideman, teleconference Mrs. Stiffs with prior dialysis at the time of septic arthritis and exposure to vancomycin last visit in October, worsening respiratory distress, now on oxygen 2 liters 24 hours, follows with lung specialist in Midland, Dr. Sokombi, S-O-K-U-M-B-I. The right hemidiaphragm has been elevated, completed pulmonary physical therapy. She learns how to breathe, denies hemoptysis, does have cough and sputum production, denies fever, dyspnea mostly on activity but also at rest, no gross orthopnea PND, some upper respiratory infection. The last few days was babysitting grandkids, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, chronic back pain, which triggers by the cough spells on the left side. She has received the corona vaccine, but not the booster. Drinking a lot of liquids, lemon tea with honey to clear the sputum. No edema, claudication symptoms. Medication list review. I want to highlight the ACE inhibitors, HCTC. Blood pressure at home, 122/70. She looks chronically ill, muscle wasting. There is evidence of clabbing and poor circulation of the hands, deformity of the joint arthritis, no facial asymmetry, normal speech. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Creatinine at 1 for a GFR of 55. This is baseline, a normal potassium acid base, minor decrease of sodium, normal nutrition, calcium, elevated phosphorus 4.7, elevated PTH 157, anemia 10.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan prior dialysis at the time of septic arthritis and vancomycin exposure. Next number, CKD stage 3 is very mild, no progression and no symptoms. Next number, paralysis of the right hemidiaphragm. Next number, respiratory failure on oxygen. Apparently chronic COPD abnormalities. Next number, history of discoid lupus, but no evidence of lupus nephritis. Next number, history of atrial fibrillation. Takes no anticoagulation. Next paragraph, anemia without external bleeding, monitor over time. At some point, update iron studies, B12, folic acid, and reticulocyte. Next number, update VTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Next number, she is also known to have a small kidney on the right side without obstruction. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation. We also talked that her chronic cough, besides her respiratory problems, could be related to ACE inhibitors. In that case, that could be changed to ARB losartan, for example. At this moment, she is not interested. We will keep educating. End of dictation.